nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kevin, and I'm the CERV student for the 2013 summer session, and I'm working on a tool called Crystal Viewer 2.0. So first of all, what comes up to your mind when you hear about the word crystal? It's not the fancy jewelry you will wear or the fancy stuff like the fancy lamp on the dining hall and something. It's not like that. It's just the small part of it. Crystal is actually a molecular thing, a really, really small, it's in a micro or even nano scale. Now, when teachers teach their students about crystal, they sometimes give like the example or the pictures of this kind of crystal. Well, this kind of crystal is not really explanatory and not really descriptive. And so they develop the 3D version of it. This is the much better one, but it's still not clear. Students still can't understand well what they are. So we need a interactive 3D crystal. Not like a 3D movie if we need a glasses or something, but it's a crystal, a simulation that we can play around, that we can understand a lot better. Luckily, there's a website called NanoHub, which is established in 2002, which now currently have almost 300 tools installed with more than 12,000 simulation users per year. See, this graph shows you the growth of NanoHub starting at 2002 and up to now. And then the Crystal Viewer itself is first launched in 2008, and now I'm developing the Crystal Viewer version 2.0, which is the newly refreshed version of the tool. And as part of the development team, I'm pretty proud that it's currently the number one most used tool in the NanoHub, with 10% users out of all NanoHub simulation users. You might think that Crystal Viewer is a little complex tool. It's actually not. You can understand it really easily through some examples. So in the Crystal Viewer, in the GUI or graphical user interface, we use a tool called Rapture, which is a shortened version for Rapid Application Infrastructure. It is developed by HubZero, and what it does, it creates a GUI or graphical user interface where users can input their parameters and all set up for their simulations. I can give you example of this, like a person giving order to a fast food restaurant, like they want a burger, they want a patty or something. And then the next part is sending all those input parameters to the script called wrapper. This wrapper translates the user input. It's the same thing like the cashier understanding your order and inputting your order into the machine and send it to the kitchen. Up to next is how you process the order. It's called a NeMo 5 tool. NeMo 5 is shortened for Nanoelectric Modeling version 5. It is developed by Professor Gerhard Klimek and the team. And what it does, it understands the input and try to understand what the output should look like. It does all the calculations, it does all the simulations, and it spits out the output. Now, the output is not done until it goes to the VTK or Visualization Toolkit, which produces the output and arranging all the simulation parameters it needs. Finally, goes to the output. It goes back to the GUI, in which the server serves you the patty, and it finally understands your order input and outputs a patty into you. And what I've been doing all this summer is primarily refresh all the GUIs. Like, this is the brand new GUI of the Crystal Viewer 2.0. And then compared to Crystal Viewer version 1, we have added lots of new features. Like, for example, we have added nearly 20 new materials in the list so that you don't need to set up every single thing. We have it for you, and it's still counting. We keep adding it over time. And then, in the main view, we have the basic view, which is an advanced option toggle. This basic view allows user to just set up minimum parameters and spits out their desired result. But with this advanced toggle, we will show you even more. So in the basic view, users can set their materials, and then we will have the parameters for them ready. So they don't need to understand every single thing about the materials, and they just can do the simulations. The next part is the advanced view. In the advanced view, we even add more materials, in this case, alloys. We have added so many options of alloy so that users can do even more possible simulations. And same as the materials, we have the adaptive information box in which shows the parameters of the alloy so that users don't need to input them again. And in the early version, we have the materials and then the preset parameters in which user cannot see clearly because it's disabled since they are not recommended to edit that part. However, it's not really legible, so that we come up with several voting and several different solutions to this problem. First of all, we give them the unfrozen look, but there is no choice in it and it doesn't look really good. And we then set up a few other solutions and finally come up with this kind of sentence looking solution so that when user choose the materials, they will show the sentence showing the parameters of the crystal. And it is really clear for the users and they will understand it really easily. And this is the look of the simulation. You can play with it. You can rotate it in 3D view. You can zoom it, zoom out, or like change the sizes, like change the size of the ball or the pipe or the bonds. You can play with it. And it gives really a better insight than just the pictures we see earlier. And development, of course, never ends, and we're still working to coordinate with HubZero team to improve Rapture on their side. And then we still do some GUI modifications to make user experience even much better. We include more materials, and then we also update the code so that it can process the input and give the output much faster. And we also fix bugs that are reported by users. And thank you for everyone supporting this project, especially my teammates and all the project advisors, and of course the HubZero team, which helps us a lot in this development. And then of course the people from NCN or Nanotechnology Computer. And of course Professor Gerhard Klimek for sponsoring this program. And also many, many thank you for ProduceSurf, NanoHub, and NSF for funding this program. Thank you very much.